Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Zayin, Nida 7. Today's Daf Yomi on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. We learn in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer is of the position Arba Noshim Dayan Shatan, that Rabbi Eliezer is of the position that with respect to four women, we say Dayan Shatan, that if they discover that they have blood coming from their body and need the blood, that we say that only at that moment do we say that they are Tameah, but really not prior to that. We don't extend it backwards retroactively and say that anything that they touched, any truma or kachim is going to be considered Tameah. We don't have to be concerned about it. We could say at that moment we assume that's when their blood cycle started. And these are the four women who about whom we say Dayan Shatan, Besula, a virgin woman for whom it's the first time she has blood, Meuberes, a pregnant woman, Menika, a nursing woman who also is someone who doesn't generally speaking produce menstrual blood, Uzekena, and also an older woman who we have expected that her cycle has ceased. And all these four women are not accustomed to seeing blood, and so therefore we assume that that blood was the first time it happened, and we don't have to be worried about anything that happened in the last 24 hours. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua responded to Rabbi Eliezer, Ani lo shamati El Abasua. Rabbi Yehoshua says, I only heard about the case of a virgin woman, that such a woman about whom we say Dayan Shatan, but I didn't hear anything about the other three cases. Aval says our Mishnah, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah says the law is like Rabbi Eliezer, that about these four women, Dayan Shatan, that about we say it not only about the first case of the virgin, but also about these four women. The Elio, Rabbah, and the Tiferes Yisrael say that this statement, the law is like Rabbi Eliezer, was not a statement to Rabbi Yehoshua, but it was the Stam Mishnah, the anonymous Mishnah that said this position. However, others argue that it was actually Rabbi Yehoshua who said it, and we'll see that the Gemara brings up this discussion. Why is either Rabbi Yehoshua or the Mishnah saying the law is like Rabbi Yehoshua? So the Gemara says there was a brisa that extended this conversation between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, that Rabbi Eliezer turns to Rabbi Yehoshua and he said, Ata lo shamato, you say I never heard the... You said you never heard about these other three categories. I said that there were four women about whom we say Dayan Shatan, but you said I never heard. I only know about the virgin woman. But Ani Shamati, but I heard it. And since Atolo Shamata El Achas, you've only heard one. Vani Shamati Harbe, but I've heard about a lot of women. I've heard about these four women. So Ein Omrim L'Misha L'Ras Achodesh Yavo V'Yayid El L'Misha Ra'ahu. You say, if somebody says, I didn't see the new moon, they can't come and testify that I didn't see anything, because it's only something that's noticeable if you see something. And so therefore, you can't say, well, I didn't hear. That doesn't prove it doesn't exist. But the fact that I heard about these four women from my teachers, that should override the fact that you say you didn't hear. And so therefore, I have a stronger proof. This is similar to the argument we saw at the beginning of tracting Chulin, or we see with the discussion of whether or not we say Lo Ra'inu Eino Raya. Do we say the fact that you didn't see anything, we say, generally speaking, is not a proof. And so the fact that he didn't hear something, the fact that Rabbi Yehoshua never heard this, should not be considered to be a proof. So then Gemara says, Kol Yomav Rabbi Eliezer, Hayu Osink Rabbi Yehoshua. All the time that Rabbi Eliezer was alive, they followed the halacha like Rabbi Yehoshua, that only about a virgin do we say Dayashata. However, after Rabbi Eliezer died, Achar Ptirazo Rabbi Eliezer, Hechazir Rabbi Yehoshua as a Devar Yoshno. Rabbi Yehoshua returned the matter to its original state, Rabbi Eliezer. He returned it and said it was Dayan Shata, not just for the Besula, but also for those other three women. So the Gemara wants to know, how come when Rabbi Eliezer was alive, we ruled like Rabbi Yehoshua, but once Rabbi Eliezer died, we ruled again like Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara explains, Bichayav, while he was alive, my time alo, what's the reason we didn't rule like him? Mishum de Rabbi Eliezer, Shamotihu, because Rabbi Eliezer was a Shamoti. We'll come back to what that means in a moment. Visavar, Iavdin Kavasi Bechada, Avdin Kavasi Bechranaisa. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehoshua was concerned, if we're going to rule like him, like Rabbi Eliezer, the Shamoti in this one category, and we'll say the law is like him, then maybe we're going to rule like him in all the other categories. And we don't want to do that. Because if we don't want the rule to be like Rabbi Eliezer in these other categories, and people start following him out of honor for Rabbi Eliezer, we won't be able to prevent them. However, after Rabbi Elazar dies, where we are able to prevent the people from ruling like him in all the other cases, therefore we can return the matter to its original state. So the reason why we didn't want to rule like Rabbi Elazar in the first place was because he was a Shamoti. What is a Shamoti? So here the Rashi says, Lashon Shamta, which is an expression of Nidoy, or excommunication. Shehare Barchu, Rashi says, Barchu literally means blessed him, but here what it means is it's a euphemism that Rabbi Eliezer himself was excommunicated, like we learned in the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes, which is the well-known story where Rabbi Eliezer was excommunicated by his colleagues, where he got into a dispute with them and the Tanner of Achnai. And so therefore, since Rabbi Eliezer was excommunicated, Hilkacho Avdina Kavase Bachra Naisa, therefore we don't want to rule like him in any other case. So that's why Rabbi Yoshua, that's how Rashi explains it, that Rabbi Yoshua didn't want to rule like him because Rabbi Eliezer was himself excommunicated. However, Tosfos rejects that approach. Tosfos says, nowhere in that Gemara do they use the expression of Shamuti. They use the expression of Bracha. And so therefore, Beno Tam says a different answer, that Shamuti, what's the reason? It means he was a student of Shammai. And so therefore, since he was a student of Shammai, we know that Shammai was generally stricter, and so therefore, we don't want to rule like Shammai, who was generally speaking stricter, and so therefore, the halacha is generally speaking like Hillel and not like Shammai, and so therefore, like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai, and so therefore, that's the approach of Tosos as to why we don't rule like Rabbi Eliezer in this matter, not because he was excommunicated, but because he was a Shamuti, who was from a student of Shammai.